It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes. We're going to talk about solar farms. Now, Graphite Solar just had their ceremonial commissioning of the solar farm out there, flipping the switch, so to speak. And we've got another company that has kind of stepped up and said, hey, you know what, we want to go back in and do this for the community and help them out. And so we're going to talk about the new one. Looks like it's called RC Solar. Casey, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's great to be here with you. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the process of these solar companies coming in. One, these are private lands that that they're working with, so they have the right to let something happen on their property. But the thing that I think is important is they do come to the government entities and ask for what's called a CRA, or a community reinvestment area. So what happens in a community reinvestment area is we take the taxable value of the land as it sits, and they continue to pay that set rate. And that goes up forward, but it sets a baseline. So then when they build a $100 million project on the land, the new power plant, the solar plant, or whatever this isn't just for solar. We've used this for Intermountain Electronics and for other projects in our community. So then they take the base value of the land, you then add the new value of the solar, in this case, the solar plant. And what we do is we share some of the taxes that they pay, the new taxes that are generated, from the increase in property value. So because you take that raw ground that has nothing on it, put the solar plant on it, now it has a huge value. So that increase in value creates more tax revenue. So what happens in these things is, in a CRA or a community reinvestment area, is we split some of that new taxation with the company so that they can put in some of the infrastructure. Which includes roads, power lines, in this case, power lines, substations, everything that they need to do to make the project happen. But the good thing in this one is that we get the added taxation. So we're going to get probably 50% of that right up front. We get, it's not quite 50%. It's about 45% up front. They'll get a portion of that right up front. 10% of that goes into affordable housing. We have a housing shortage, so that's automatically going to go into fixing our housing problem. And then there's some administration costs that we'll be able to use to administer this program, the CRA. So it's a benefit for our community and for these solar companies, because we don't have a whole lot of housing currently. They don't come with a whole lot of jobs. They talked about in the ceremony today that 90% of the workers were all local. That's a huge benefit for our local contractors, and everybody that had part in this. And then they hire local people to run the plant. So they created, and that's not a lot. It's about four jobs, but they created jobs. The other thing is they're invested in our community. They put $70,000 in a scholarship for local students who want to have the opportunity to stay and work in their local community. Any student can apply for those scholarships, and it's a good thing. So they're a real partner, and it increases our tax base and helps spread out that tax burden on our citizens. The money created from this CRA and the other CRAs that we have multiple CRAs in our community, the money that's generated for the affordable housing are then going into infrastructure that will make housing projects easier. If we put the money into the infrastructure, the developer then has a lessened cost of putting in the rest of the infrastructure for the housing that's needed. And a lot of times, like the one just there in front of Walmart, people have noticed that they've done some work there. There was a bottleneck in the sewer system, in the main part of the sewer system, that wouldn't allow any more growth in North Price. Well, we used some of the funding to do a study, and then Price City was able to do the work to put in that additional capacity. So now there can be more development up in that North Price area. And that's what that money can go for, is doing some of those types of projects.
And that's one of the things, like you said, that's one of the things that people don't see, and that's where this is going and things like that. And I know that you and all the commissioners up there are more than willing, if people want to come and talk and come to the table and sit and talk to you. You're up there most of the day just, you know, looking for people to come in and talk, and you're more than willing to do that.
Absolutely. We definitely want to have an informed electorate. And we're there and willing to talk, and hopefully we're explaining things well enough that they're understandable, and that you can see the reason why we're making some of those decisions. It's not that we're all in on solar, because we certainly want to support and back and try and do things that help our coal community. That's the backbone of our community, and we certainly want to do that. And if we get a coal mine that comes in and says, hey, I want a CRA to start up, absolutely we'll use the same processes to help those types of projects happen as well.
All right. So RC Solar, do we need to finalize paperwork and things like that? When are they looking at breaking ground and getting started?
Oh, we're in the very, very preliminary steps, just drafting paperwork today. And then there'll still be public hearings. We still have to go meet with all the taxing entities and see if they're wanting to be a part of it. Honestly, if the school district doesn't want to be part of it, it really makes some of those CRAs or the community reinvestment areas happen. So, because they're the biggest taxpayer in our community, tax receiver.
So we got plenty of steps to get there before, you know, we start turning dirt. So make sure, if you're interested in this, you know, pay attention, go to your commission meetings, look and see when they're going to be, and it's going to be on the agenda, and go talk and look, go listen to what has to be said about this, right?
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
That's right.
All right, Commissioner Casey Hopes, once again, thank you so much for coming in today and talking with us about this. We're going to let you get back to running the county. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.